Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Coleman moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Heath scores. Judnick moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mitchell. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Larry Doby pinch hits for Al Lopez. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Les Fleming pinch hits for Red Embry. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Gordon scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Les Fleming. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Brian Stevens now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 4 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Les Moss. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Peck goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.